What is love? Well, here Juliet Stevenson reads from Shakespeare's Sonnet 116.
Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bended sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
Poets and artisans, singers and songwriters throughout the ages have written on the mysteries of love and attempts to define it. Their rhymes and metaphors, similes and allegories, all crafted to help us better sort out the complexities of love. Well, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul was no different, but he had divine guidance. The theme of this guided audio meditation from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is love. And I pray it helps you discover the true love that the Creator of love wants you to know. Divine love that we have in our hearts for each other, for God, and in Him for us. So to begin your meditation, just find a place to be alone, quiet, still, and loved. We will be together for about 15 minutes. And as you begin, listen and join in to this responsive prayer from 1 John chapter 4. And respond, Dear Lord God, let me know, live, receive, and abide in your love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Dear Lord God, let me know your love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Dear Lord God, let me live your love. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the covering for our sins. Dear Lord God, let me receive your love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Dear Lord God, let me love with your love. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. Dear Lord God, let me abide in your love. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, replacing thoughts of earthly longing with thoughts of eternal love, replacing thoughts of anger with thoughts of adoration, and replacing thoughts of yourself with thoughts of God. And now, allow the silence to continue as you become even more aware of God, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ through your whispered breathing. And let you and I start by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, you may think of words or sounds of God's love, or just be silent and still as you breathe. Continue as you allow your mind to begin to think silently. Dear Lord God, let me know your love. Live your love. Receive your love. Give your love and abide in your love. Continue to be aware of God in this moment and take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? Feel, hear, and touch examples of God's love in your life, in your circumstances and surroundings right now. How do you feel His love? Your mind may wander as you consider it, and I give you that permission, but return back to thoughts of God's pure, true, and eternal love. Now stay still as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings, each one expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen carefully for how the words impact you. Words from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5 from the New Living Translation. Listen carefully. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable, and it keeps no record of wrongdoing. What did you hear? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts of this passage? Well, rest here in the love of God through Christ, and pause if you need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It's not boastful. It's not arrogant. It's not rude. And it's not self-seeking. It's not irritable and does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. What did you notice or become more aware of? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to draw you back into His loving presence. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of His care and affection. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Bible. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, is not boastful. It's not arrogant, it's not rude. And it's not self-seeking. It's not irritable. It does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. There are two lists. Did you hear them? What love is and what love is not. Well, listen to the words describing what it is. And which best describes your awareness of love within you? Patient, kind, truthful, hopeful, enduring. Which of these do you claim now, today, tonight? There's also a list of words describing what love is not. Envious, boastful, arrogant, rude, self-seeking, and irritable. Which of these do you struggle with now, today, tonight? Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered thoughts of thankfulness for God's love. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Dear Lord God, let me know and live your love. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Love. And let me pray now that you know and show love that is patient, kind, truthful, hopeful, and enduring. And that you resist emotions that are envious, boastful, arrogant, rude, self-seeking, or irritable. And may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace and love through Christ. Amen. In the days ahead, you may find yourself longing for love, struggling to experience it or show it. So rejoice in those moments that you need look no further than the poet Paul for divine words to guide you into the love of God. And consider, too, how you can not only receive God's love, but show God's love to those around you. How might God work through you to be an example of his love to others? What a great calling. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, fully expect God's love. Just be astonished by it. Stunned that he calls you by name as you stand on holy ground, encountering the love of God.